Hello world, I welcome you to Life Rocks. Today I speak on personal malware. You think about it, let's talk about it. In early 2016, the biggest cyber heist of history was about to take place. Nearly $1 billion were to be transferred from banks in New York from the account of the Central Bank of Bangladesh. The chief executive of the Central Bank of Bangladesh had gone to the office that weekend and found that the printer was not working, but that was not unusual. The next day he went back, and this time there was actually a message which says something in your file or message had been changed. Only aghast to find out that about 35 transfers via SWIFT to about $1 billion were being moved. Nobody understands why 30 of these 35 transfers did not go through, but some did. Through a Filipino casino, through a Sri Lanka non-governmental organization. And today, bank executives and corporate executives and entire nations are struggling with how easy it was to transfer this kind of money from one of the most impoverished nations in the world. For you see, nations keep their large foreign reserves in the New York area, in the New York Fed. They're supposed to be secure and safe. So what happened? Well, 3 months prior, very sophisticated thieves had inserted malware, pernicious software, into the systems of the Central Bank of Bangladesh, and at the right time gave orders to be executed. Except one of those orders had a little spelling mistake. It spelled foundation as fandation. The bank queried, and that triggered off the investigation. The rest of the orders were not executed, and yet there is global investigation going on as to how this could have happened so easily. The conclusion is that the pernicious software, malware, was installed not only by thieves, but because they had corrupted assistance from the inside. My friend, you and I have personal spiritual malware installed in us. That explains both internal corruption and external corruption. We have a sin nature which inclines us to be corrupt. And throughout our life, we are going to face it. Is there any way by which the right orders can be executed, that the wrong orders will not be obeyed? Yes. There is the possibility of a very sophisticated, powerful, protective utility that God will install in you at your invitation. If you said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior and your God, to save your life right now, to redeem you, to rescue you, you have the Spirit of God coming inside you to indwell you, so that you will no longer be under obligation to the sin nature that you have. You can actually identify and destroy the corruption that you're inclined to. This is uncorrupted assistance from the outside. Though you have a corrupted inside, which has been stolen by an all-important, intelligent thief who wants you to execute his orders. It is possible because of the new installation of a protective utility that is guaranteed for this life and into eternity that you never again have to execute unwanted orders. You'll only get to execute the right orders. Would you like to counter and conquer internal corruption? Well, ask for this divine, protective, eternal guarantee of a utility that allows you to never be under the obligation to pursue unwanted orders. The pernicious personal malware in your soul is countered, it is conquered by the new gift of the Spirit of God in your life. You think about it. Let's talk about it.